Welcome back. Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. You know, to show you, it's interesting, right? Auto repair and automobiles are a language that reaches across all gender gaps and species and forms of communication. Everybody wants to talk about cars, and everybody that's been in the business wants to talk about, well, I remember how I started, I remember where I am, or they want to talk about where they're going. It's just an incredible conversation to always have with people that are in this business. Well, it seems that we've got a listener out there up in New England, a gentleman by the name of Frank Fiorina, who has been listening to the show for some time. And when we got an email a little while back, we read it and we kind of chuckled. He was he's an old school tow truck driver. That's where he started in this business, and he's kind of worked his way up in the ranks and moved on to other things, but we thought it would be a hoot. Let's give him a try and see how he does on radio. Maybe he's got a new career forming, and he can cover the gamut. Never know, Frank. I may want to retire. Frank Fiorina, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. Ron Ananian.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. You've got an interesting bio going on here, Frank. You've come up through the ranks as a hard-working, blue-collar kind of guy, and you started out driving a tow truck way back when.
Well, I started out doing a lot of things, but my father bought a garage when I was 10 years old, and so I spent a lot of time in that garage, and I was the one that got to jockey all the cars around every time you had to move anything, even at 12 and 13 years old.
What year was this? This had to be
1960.
Yeah. That's a big car for a 12-year-old kid to be moving around, right?
I was just at an event with a retired state trooper, and I told him a story about me driving one of the state trooper's cars back to the garage from a parking spot down the street. And I was maybe 13 or 14, and I experimented by pushing the extra headlight switch on the floor. I didn't know what the heck it was. When I pushed it, of course, the siren started flashing.
Right, yeah, you found out right away, right? Yeah.
You bet.
When you look at cars today and cars back then, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, let's be honest. They're a lot more reliable. They're, you know, cars today are so much more sophisticated than they were back then. But somehow they're not as much fun. I still have a 1968 396 Chevelle that I worked three jobs to get when I was 17 years old. And when I get in that car, I feel like I'm driving a car.
Right. Right. It's not the car driving you. You're driving the car.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. It's a little bit of a white knuckle ride. So when you were towing, because, you know, other than just moving cars around, you ran a tow truck, I guess, for your dad, or I'm not sure for what business you were working at the time.
I did. Hey. My dad died when I was a young boy. He was 13, but my brother-in-law ran the place, and we had the towing for the city of Pittsburgh and for the state police. So I drove a lot of miles. And then when I was going to engineering school, I drove for a small garage for AAA, and I would take the truck home at night and run calls from the house.
Now, you know, you look at a tow truck today and a tow truck back then. Back then, there were these big, massive cables and winches, or is my memory fading? Am I not remembering them correctly? Because they were awful different than the trucks today. Today, everybody's got a flatbed. Nobody's got something with a hook on it, right?
Well, that's true. My nephew still owns that garage, and he has a beautiful flatbed. But he also has a tow truck. But nowadays, the tow trucks all come with lifts instead of using a hook and a strap like we used to.
In order to go and pick them up, right? Yeah. Now it's all, everything, I guess, has to be flatbedded today, and I guess that's the difference. Or it's easier on the vehicle with all-wheel drive and all the electronics, and there's so many other, you know, possibilities to. I guess it's probably more difficult today maneuvering that car, because back then in your dime, it's, as you say, everything was more mechanical, and it was picking up something a little bit more stable in that sense of the word.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
And cars were so much more, there was so much more steel. You didn't have plastic bumpers. So we used to pull up and put a sling that would go underneath the front end or the back end, and the car would lay against this rubber strap. Today, if you did that, you'd shatter the bumpers.
What's some of your memories? I mean, you've got to have a memory or two of what are some of the worst tows or best tows that you had to deal with back in the day?
I had a lot of fun back in those days, but I guess one of the interesting ones was a truck full of eggs that overturned on the parkway in Pittsburgh, and it smashed all these eggs. I towed this big box truck back to the garage and left it there late on a Friday night. The next morning when we pulled up several blocks from the garage, you smelt this. There was this ungodly smell, and it was rotting eggs.
Yikes. Yikes.
We had to get that truck out of there in a big hurry.
Well, of course, if somebody had come along with a, I guess I can't tell that, you know, we can make this a bacon joke, right? We could have had bacon and eggs on the side of the road if it was, we won't go there. It's probably not appropriate. So let me ask you this, Frank, in our last couple of minutes here. You're not towing cars anymore, obviously, and you've moved on to other things in your life. You left the tow truck business. I was reading your bio, and you worked your way up into being an upper executive where?
At AT&T.
AT&T.
And of course, now my wife's running for the presidency of the United States.
And how does that work out? I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to keep this as a car conversation, but I'm glad it worked its way in. Now, do they take you along, you know, heaven forbid the bus breaks down, they put you out there and say, change the tire, or are you just, you know, how's this work into the grand scheme of things?
I think that would be fun, but no, they don't let me do that. They send me out to campaign.
Well,
I go out by myself and I give speeches, and I shake hands, and I tell people why she's the right candidate.
Well, I got to tell you, if she's married to you, her value as the right candidate went up in my mind, because mechanics and mechanical people possess the good ones, and I think you're one of the good ones, possess a great deal of common sense. And I think we need common sense right now. And, I just want to let you know that we appreciate all she's trying to do and all the candidates are trying to do. And we appreciate how hard they work because they take an awful lot of barbs being out there in the public like that.
No, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for saying that.
You're very welcome. It's well, listen, you know what? At the end of the day, we're all Americans and we're all trying to accomplish the same thing. The good ones are anyway. And
that's right.
You know, we got to go back to our grassroots in this country, and I don't want to make this a political forum, but I do want to say that, you know, to me, fixing the country is like fixing a car. It's got to be common sense. It's got to be use of resources at your fingertips. And at the end of the day, it's got to be a finished product that keeps the majority happy, because that's the way the country works, and that's the way cars work, too. Frank, listen, the clock's going to take me. I want to thank you for being one of the Car Doctor listeners and part of the faithful out there. And it was interesting talking to you, sir. If we can do anything else for you, and if the limo's ever passing through New Jersey, you stop in and say, hey, and maybe we'll get out there and change the tire for you if they won't let you do it.
I love it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
You're very welcome, Frank. Thank you, and you take good care. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.